When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through South India, just after this incident, he went town to town, village to village, city to city, and induced practically everyone he met to chant the holy names and become pure devotees of Krishna. When the Chaturmasya or rainy season was about to begin, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sri Rangam. There he performed glorious kirtan before the deity of Ranganath, and he met one Brahman whose name was Venkata Bhatt. He was one of the head priests of the temple of Sri Rangam, which at that time and even today is the largest temple in the entire world. It was the headquarters of Sri Jamunacharya and Ramanujacharya. There were three brothers, Trimala Bhatta, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and Venkata Bhatta. So the Lord stayed all 4 months in their home. They served him with such love and affection. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to see the pure unalloyed devotion in which Venkata Bhatta was serving Lakshmi Narayan. He was a great scholar as well, being in the line of Sripad Ramanuja. One day, Lord Chaitanya asked him that, "You worship Lakshmi Narayan, this is very good. But can you tell me why Lakshmi left Vaikuntha, renounced Narayan, and went to perform austerities in order to enter into Krishna's Rasleela?" And then Venkata Bhatta, he became very alarmed. He said, "My Lord, there's nothing wrong with Lakshmi for doing that, because Krishna and Narayan are the same person. She's not unchaste. She's just going from one form of her husband to the other." He says, "Yes, but still, why? Why she left all the majestic opulences of Vaikuntha to perform severe tapasya to see Krishna? And she wasn't even allowed to enter into the Rasleela." "It is because Krishna's pastimes are the essence of all sweetness. And because Krishna is the original personality of Godhead who exhibits the six opulences in its most intimate, loving form." He explained it in such a way that Venkata Bhatta, Trimala Bhatta, Prabodhananda Saraswati, they all accepted Radha and Krishna as the supreme goal of life. The ultimate culmination of worshipping Lakshmi Narayan is to understand their higher, more intimate forms of Radha and Krishna. And they surrendered. Hearing this wonderful conversation was the son of Venkata Bhatta, whose name was Gopal Bhatta. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he later came to Vrindavan and became one of the six Goswamis, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Udupi, he discussed with the Tattvabadis, who were very, very powerful, great scholars of the scriptures. And at that time, they were thinking that the goal of life is to come to Vaikuntha, and the means is by performing Varnashram Dharma perfectly. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, according to the Shastras, that the ultimate goal of life is pure unmotivated love of God, and the only way of achieving it is by performing the 9 processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing the glories of the Lord and loudly chanting His holy name. In this way, wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, his knowledge was unparalleled. He would sit under a tree in certain places in his South Indian tour, and from all different sampradayas, from all different religions, from all different sects, people were coming to challenge him. And he would convert all of them to the path of pure devotional service. We should understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's knowledge was not based on sectarian principles. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are the universal principle of all religion. It is the very essence of Sanatana Dharma, because it deals exclusively with unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service to the Lord, who is the original person, who is all attractive and the reservoir of all rasas. And he could speak. He could speak in such a way that according to the particular person he was speaking to, he could reveal the highest truths. After Lord Chaitanya came from Vrindavan, he was traveling to Prayag with the Sanodiya Brahman, the Rajput Krishnadas, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, his Bengali servant, and Balabhadra's assistant. And one day they were sitting under a tree, and Lord Chaitanya saw some cows grazing, and he became very ecstatic. He had just come from Vrindavan. And then a little cowherd boy played a flute, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, engrossed in the thought of Krishna, fell to the ground unconscious in ecstasy. There was no symptoms of life manifested on his body. At that time, there were some Pathan military soldiers that were on horseback, and they saw these four men with this dead sannyasi laying in front of them. Immediately, they arrested the four men and accused them of killing this sannyasi by giving him daturi poison for the sake of stealing gold. And they decided the sentence is death. They were about to kill them. The Pathan soldier said that we see these two Bengalis, how they are trembling in fear. But the Rajput Krishnadas, he was not fearful at all. He said, actually, he is our guru, we are his disciples. And he has some kind of disease where he goes like this sometimes. We're just here to protect him. And the Pathan soldiers did not believe him. Then the Rajput Krishnadas, he said, actually, I'm a Kshatriya, and I have 200 Turkish soldiers just over that hill, and they have 100 cannons. And if I call them, they will come immediately and kill you. So the Pathan soldiers became a little hesitant to kill them under those circumstances. And just at that moment, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to consciousness, leaped in the air, raised his arms, weeping, crying, trembling, loudly crying out the holy name. His four servants were still prisoners. One of the leaders of the Pathan military said that these four men tried to kill you, but we have arrested them. Lord Chaitanya said, no, they are my friends. I have a disease, something like epilepsy, and sometimes this happens to me, and they come with me wherever I go to protect me when this happens. So please release them. Then the Balabhadra Bhattacharya told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what actually happened. And Lord Chaitanya, he was looking upon these soldiers, and out from amongst them came a man who was wearing all black. He was considered the guru and a great saint, and a scholar of the Holy Quran. And he came forward, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him his conclusions of the Holy Quran. And he stated that ultimately to merge into the oneness of the impersonal one supreme God is the conclusion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to quote the Quran. He said, actually, in the Quran, there is divisions for fruitive activities, sense gratification, liberation. And most of the Quran does describe the Lord as being impersonal. However, the conclusion of the Quran, for those who actually are seeking the ultimate goal of life, is that the Lord is a person. His body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, and he has the most beautiful, all-attractive, blackish form, like that of a monsoon cloud. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established this Siddhanta on the basis of the verses of the Quran. Upon hearing this, this great scholar and saint, he said, everything you are saying is true. This is what the Quran teaches, that the Lord has a beautiful, blackish, eternal form, and that the only means of attaining him is through pure, unalloyed love and service. But unfortunately, practically all the scholars who study the Quran, they have a complete misconception, but you have revealed it. Therefore, I can understand that you are the one supreme Lord worshipped in the Holy Quran and in all the scriptures. Then the Guru surrendered to him. Then all the Pathan soldiers fell at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, accepting that he is the one God that they worship in the Quran. This is real interfaith. After they all surrendered, the leader of all of them, the son of the king, whose name was Vijali Khan, he came forward. He got off of his beautifully decorated horse, and with tears in his eyes, he fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and surrendered his life. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed this Pathan military regime to always chant the holy names of the personality of Godhead, and to always show mercy to other living beings by preaching his message. Then the Lord departed, and that Pathan military regime from that day on became the Pathan Traveling Sankirtan Party. PSKP. And they traveled all over the country, chanting the holy names and glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the one supreme God of all gods. That Allah himself has appeared in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach the highest levels of the love of Vrindavan. They glorified Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the world. From there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi. On his way to Vrindavan, he stopped in Varanasi, where he met Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. There, he heard so many blasphemous statements against him by the Mayavadi sannyasis. Because Varanasi is the capital of Mayavad. And those sannyasis, there were tens and thousands of them living in Kashi. And their only business was meditating and studying the Vedanta Sutra amongst themselves. They would say such things that, who is this Chaitanya? Sri Krishna Chaitanya. No, they couldn't even say the name Krishna. They couldn't say Krishna. They were too offensive by their Mayavad words to even be able to say the name of Krishna. They would just call him Chaitanya. That he may be popular amongst all these sentimental fanatics and ignorant masses. But here in Kashi, he will never... All over where he's going, he's becoming very popular. But in the city of Kashi, no one will take him serious. He's just a blind sentimentalist, associating with sentimental fanatics. In this way, they blasphemed him in so many ways. When Lord Chaitanya heard those things, he smiled and left to go to Mathura. But on his way back, when he stopped in Varanasi again, he met Srila Sanatana Goswami. On the banks of the holy river Ganga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami in the process of devotional service for 2 months. He was living in the house of Chandrasekhar. Now, Chandrasekhar was actually a Sudra. He was a Kayasta by birth. And generally, a Brahmin or a sannyasi will never stay with a person of a lower caste. That was the tradition at the time. But because he was a pure devotee, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not even consider in the slightest his material designations. And every day the Lord would take lunch prasad at Tapan Mishra's house, who was the father of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. While there in Varanasi, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami would massage his legs and help cook for him and sing slokas from Srimad Bhagavatam for him. But for many hours, practically from sunrise to sunset, except for lunch, he would sit on the banks of Ganga and instruct Sri Sanatana Goswami. After the 2 months passed, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra approached the Lord. They said, "We cannot tolerate. We're hearing so much blasphemy from these Mayavadi sannyasis. We don't know what to say. You know what they're saying about you? We can't even speak it. If we have to remain here and hear these criticisms of you, we see no alternative than to end our lives." Lord Chaitanya felt so much compassion for his devotees. He was thinking that on their appeal, I will deliver the Mayavadis. Just at that moment, a Brahmin came in. He was a Brahmin from Maharashtra. And he said, "Oh, Swamiji, Your Holiness, I know that you never, ever, ever associate with any of these other sannyasis. You always stay with your devotees. But I have one exceptional request for you. I've invited the leaders of all the sannyasis of Kashi to my house for lunch prasad. Please make an exception and come." Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not even look in the direction of the Mayavadis. He would never associate with them. But on that day he said, "I will come," and smile. The Brahmin was ecstatic. The next day, just about time of noon, Lord Chaitanya came to that Brahmin's house. And sitting in the house, it was a big assembly hall. All the leaders of the sannyasis of Kashi were sitting on a raised platform. Lord Chaitanya, so meek and humble, he went to the place where all the sannyasis would wash their feet. And then he sat down right next to the foot wash basin. At that moment, by his own spiritual potency, he became effulgent like millions of suns. That effulgence was so beautiful that it actually charmed the hearts of the Mayavadis. The Lord was expert according to time, place, and circumstance. Their ultimate goal in life is the impersonal light of the Lord, the Brahma Jyoti. So he manifested that light to attract their hearts. The leader of all the sannyasis was the great, powerful Prakashananda Saraswati. He stood up and said, "Your Holiness, why are you sitting in that dirty place? Come and sit with us. Is there some reason that you are in such a state of lamentation that you're sitting there?" Lord Chaitanya, with all humility, he said, "I am a very fallen soul. I am an illiterate fool. And I'm coming from a lower sampradaya. I have no right to sit with such great personalities as you." Lord Chaitanya's beauty and humility totally melted the heart of Prakashananda Saraswati and all of his followers. Prakashananda Saraswati came down off the high platform and took Lord Chaitanya by the hand and brought him up to sit next to him. Srila Prabhupada explains how Lord Chaitanya tricked him to perform Agyata Sukriti. Agyata Sukriti means to render devotional service to the Lord unknowingly. He didn't know he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but somehow or other he rendered service. When one engages in Agyata Sukriti, one's heart opens to receive the mercy of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada explained, when devotees go out preaching, if anyone knowingly or unknowingly appreciates the Krishna consciousness movement or does anything or says anything favorable to the Krishna consciousness movement, their spiritual life begins. They have performed Agyata Sukriti. And they are guaranteed to have the opportunity for the association of devotees. They're on the road back home, back to Godhead. If you give an atheist some prasad, and he says, "This is very good," even though he doesn't know it's prasad. I remember one time when I was preaching in colleges, I met one professor. And this professor was Christian, was really against everything we were doing. And he wouldn't accept preaching. Somehow or other, how to get him to appreciate Krishna, how to get him on the path of bhakti. So I had some food, some cookies. You know what is a cookie? And he said, "No, I will not eat that." And I said, "My mother made it. My mother made it. And she wanted me to give one to you." And his heart, "Oh, your mother made it. How can I refuse?" And he ate it. Actually, it's true, because it was one of my god sisters that made it. And according to Prabhupada, we should see every woman except for our wife as our mother. And since I don't have a wife, every woman is my mother. So he said, "Oh, this is very good." I understood that Prabhupada's mercy has just, that hook has entered into his heart. The hook of Prabhupada's mercy. It's just a matter of time till he goes back home, back to Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with the Mayavadi sannyasis. And they were very polite and respectful to the Lord because his beauty and his humility really charmed their hearts. They said, "You're so beautiful. You're beautiful like Lord Narayan himself. But please tell us why you're living here in Varanasi, which is our city. You're coming from Shankaracharya Sampradaya, the greatest Sampradaya in all of the world. You're a sannyasi like us. Why don't you come and discuss Vedanta Sutra with us? In fact, not only do you not come to us, you will not even look in our direction. It's almost like you can't stand us. And we see that instead of studying Vedanta like a real sannyasi, you're simply chanting and dancing. which is the activities of sentimental fanatics. And you're always associating with fanatics. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that my spiritual master, he chastised me and said that I'm a great fool. What is this? He said, my Guru Maharaj, he told me that you are such an illiterate fool that you cannot study Vedanta Sutra. You'll never understand. You should simply chant the holy names of Krishna. The name of Krishna is the essence of all mantras in the Vedas. To chant the holy name of Krishna is the only true religious principle in the age of Kali. The goals of life, artha, dhamma, kama, moksha, economic development, religiosity, sense gratification, and liberation, they are all material. The purushartha siromani, the fifth goal of life, which is the ultimate supreme goal, is prema bhakti, to love Krishna. The only means of attaining love of Krishna in this age of Kali is to constantly chant his holy names. My dear son, please listen as I repeat a verse from the scriptures, and you should keep this verse always in your throat. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gatirangyata. In this age of Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way except the chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari to achieve the perfection of life. Now you go, my son, and chant the holy names always. You will attain the ultimate perfection. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, taking my Guru Maharaj's instruction very seriously, I was constantly chanting the holy name. And then I became mad, like a madman. There were tears flowing from my eyes. My hairs were standing on end. I was perspiring. I was trembling. I was falling to the ground unconscious. I was bewildered. I didn't know what was happening to me. So I returned to my Guru and I asked him, what kind of mantra did you give me? I've become completely mad by chanting this mantra. And my spiritual master told me, that is very good, my child. You have attained the ultimate perfection of life. One who attains love of God does not care for insiders or outsiders. Such a person becomes ecstatic in love of God, and sometimes dances and sings like a madman, displaying the symptoms of ecstasy. He said, I am very pleased with you. Now you continue to chant the holy names in the association of devotees, and be merciful to the fallen souls by spreading the glories of the Harinam Sankirtan movement all over the world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued that I have taken the words of my Guru Maharaj as my life and soul. When I'm alone, I chant the holy names of the Lord. When I'm in the association of the devotees, I chant the holy names of the Lord. And in doing so, I have tasted the sweetness of love of God. The Mayavadi sannyasis were very much appreciative of Lord Chaitanya's words. They said, this is very good. We're very happy to see that you have attained love of Krishna and that you're always chanting his names. But still, why don't you come and discuss Vedanta Sutra with us? If you feel that our conception of Vedanta Sutra is wrong, then you tell us yours. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, very similar to what he spoke to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He explained the Vedanta Sutras with such scholarly eloquence with such immense realization and compassion that by the time he finished his narration, the entire assembly of tens and thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis realized that they were in complete ignorance all their lives. When he explained to them the real purpose of Shankaracharya's mission, they accepted it wholeheartedly. Prakashananda Saraswati, he came to the conclusion that you are the Supreme Lord Narayan himself who has descended to teach the highest knowledge. They surrender to him. And from that day on, these Mayavadi sannyasis were constantly engrossed in the loving service of the Lord by loudly chanting the holy name. When the people of Kashi learned that their guru, Prakashananda Saraswati, and his tens and thousands of sannyasi disciples were all doing Harinam Kirtan, and they all surrendered to Lord Chaitanya, the whole city of Kashi surrendered. It was incredible. The Lord would go to Visheshwara, or Vishwanath Kashi temple, each day, and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people would be there as he came out of the temple, waiting for him. With such love and surrender in their eyes, they would all offer obeisances. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see them all together and raise his arms and instruct them all, chant the holy names of Lord. The whole city of Kashi, capital of Mayavad in the world, by the influence of Lord Chaitanya's supreme opulence of beauty and knowledge, was nothing but one massive kirtan of millions and millions of people dancing and singing as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping in ecstasy to see them tasting the nectar of love of God. At Prayag, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami at the Dashashwamedha Ghat for 10 days. Kaviraja Goswami explains, just as Lord Krishna instructed Lord Brahma at the beginning of creation, that same Lord Krishna instructed Rupa Goswami in Prayag. From the explanation of all the different aspects of pure devotional service, from the point of view of Shastra, philosophy, logic, reason, culminating in the ecstasies of pure spiritual ras of Vrindavan, the Lord described the conclusion of all scriptures. On the basis of that discussion at Prayag, Sri Rupa Goswami compiled Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamrita, Alita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava, and so many of the most important scriptures in all of the world. It is said that at the time of instructing Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And through that embrace, invested within Rupa Goswami his own intimate love and empowered him to understand the deepest conclusions of what he spoke. In Varanasi for 2 months, the Lord instructed in great elaboration the science of devotional service to Sanatana Goswami, and empowered both of them to go to Vrindavan and expand on his teachings for the benefit of the whole world. From those discussions, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami wrote many Vaishnava literatures, and they preached the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. Their most intimate disciple was their own nephew, Jiva Goswami, who further expanded through hundreds and thousands of verses the simple teachings that Lord Chaitanya gave to Rupa Goswami during those 10 days in Prayag. Such power, such potency. Jiva Goswami is known as the greatest philosopher who has ever lived in this world. Banaras Hindu University has an entire department dedicated to studying his teachings. He explains everything that is to be known in his books, all from the point of view of Srimad Bhagavatam. This was all made possible by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who revealed his supreme opulence of knowledge when he appeared in this world. In fact, of all the Vedas, the cream of all Vedic literature, the essence of all knowledge, is Srimad Bhagavatam. We know the story of how Vedavyas, he was sitting on the banks of the Saraswati River in Badrika Ashram, and he was dissatisfied. He had divided the one Veda into four, compiled the Upanishads, Puranas, Mahabharata, Itihastas, he even wrote Vedanta Sutra, which is the summary study of the essence of all knowledge. But he was not happy. Why? He did it all out of love and compassion for the fallen souls, but he felt that he had not performed his mission properly. It was then that Narada Muni came and explained that you have not yet explained the glories of Krishna, his eternal pastimes as they are revealed in this world. You have cheated the people by teaching so much artha, kama, dhamma, moksha, but you have not given exclusive, pure, unalloyed devotion. Dharma prajita kaitapata parama niramatsaram. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all knowledge, the cream of Vedic literature, the commentary of Vedanta Sutra by the author himself. Srimad Bhagavatam only deals with the highest perfection of life, unmotivated love. Therefore, it is called the Paramahamsa Samhita. It is the scripture specifically meant for the Paramahamsas who are tasting the highest ecstasies of spiritual ras. And anyone who studies it properly will enter into that stage of Paramahamsa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personal embodiment of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Through his words, through his actions, through his life, at every moment he revealed the highest siddhanta of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus we can understand the Supreme Lord. He had come to give the highest conclusive teachings of the spiritual world and distributed them even to Malechas and Yavanas who traditionally have no right to even hear the Vedas. This is the power of the opulence of Lord Chaitanya's knowledge. His mercy was that he gave conclusive knowledge to even those who were untouchables by material social standards. When Srila Prabhupada went to the Western world and gave people coming from apparently low-class families, he gave them the sacred thread. Sometimes even gave them sannyas. he was criticized. The smart Brahmins could not tolerate this. A person who is a Sudra, a person who is an outcast, can never be given Gayatri Mantra, can never be given sacred thread, never allowed to perform a yajna or worship the deity. This is blasphemy to our culture. But Srila Prabhupada understood the unlimited power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, who even made Haridas Thakur, a Malecha Yavana untouchable by social standards, into the Namacharya, the greatest knower of the truth. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.